Good morning. I'm Jennifer Nations, Water Resource Coordinator for City of College Station, welcoming you to Waterful Wednesday and Smart Irrigation Month in July. This month, I'll be featuring irrigation tips so you can make your irrigation system smart all year long. Do you know how much water your yard needs? Do you know how long it takes to apply the amount of water your yard needs? Overwatering is more common than many people realize. It can cause weed growth, plant disease, and runoff, carrying fertilizers and pesticides into our creeks. Areas with heavy clay soils, oh, that would be our area, may not absorb water fast enough before it runs off. What if there was a way to provide the amount of water your landscape needs without runoff? There is, and it's called cycle and soak, which is the practice of dividing irrigation runtimes into smaller intervals with short breaks in between to allow water more time to soak into the soil. If you get weekly watering recommendations from BV WaterSmart, and if you don't, you need to, you may see a recommendation to run a rotor zone for 30 minutes and a spray zone for 15 minutes. With cycle and soak, you'll split that runtime over multiple shorter watering cycles. This gives your landscape tiny sips of water instead of drinking from a fire hose. Here's how you program that. On your controller, reduce the runtime for the 30-minute zone down to 10 minutes. Advance to the 15-minute zone and reduce that to 5 minutes. Then, using the start time function on your controller, you're going to add two more start times. So instead of one start time at 3 a.m., you'll have one at 3 a.m., one at 4 a.m., and one at 5 a.m. Cycle and soak is the best way to provide the deep, infrequent irrigation that's healthiest for our turf. Some controllers are easier to program than others, so if you're looking for a new controller or want to learn more about cycle and soak, visit epa.gov/watersense/outdoors. Tune in next week to learn more about water and how you can level up and be a water geek. For more information, click over to cstx.gov.